One of the biggest questions, the biggest queries that seems to be going unanswered by the government at the moment is what do we do with property, whether you're a renter, whether you're paying mortgages, if you're a small business and you've got all these overheads and you're paying rent on a business that's now closed. People are still wondering, are we going to get rent relief? Is there going to be mortgage, a halt on mortgage payments? And until we get there, we do have, until we get some guidance from the government, we do have on the line the president of the Real Estate Institute of Victoria, Leah Kalner. Now, thank you for joining us, Leah.
Morning, guys.
Leah, I guess I'd like to start by asking you, one, do you have an understanding of what is going to happen to people who are renting at the moment? But also, what are your? Do you have any advice for landlords and renters at the moment?
Yeah, advice has been very slim coming from the government, whether it be state or federal. And to be completely frank, Consumer Affairs, who are the regulator of the real estate industry, have been silent. So we haven't heard anything from them. And that's really disappointing because there's a large portion of the population that rent privately. My advice is we know something is coming. We were told it was coming last week. We were told it was coming last night. And now we understand it might be coming on Friday. So, again, we're not sure. But my advice out there is to just keep the lines of communication open. If you have had a situation where you've had reduced hours or lost your job, be on the front foot and call the property manager and call your landlord and say what's going on, propose payment plans. Because we, as I said, we know something is coming. We just don't know what it is.
Now, the thing that's coming, hopefully, is that the government and the banks just stop rent, stop mortgages. And if they did that, because you'd get a lot of callers from rental people, from people that own houses, that have mortgages. If we had that relief for a month or two, everyone would just take a deep breath and it'd be a weight off everyone's shoulders.
Yeah, absolutely. There needs to be support and financial support for both renters and landlords, because whilst there will certainly be a portion of the population that will experience rental stress, there'll be equally the same portion of population that the landlords that experience mortgage stress.
Leah, we've been contacted by a few people. We've gotten emails and we are trying to help whoever we can with advice. And I guess you're the right person to ask. For instance, we've been given, received an email from one of our listeners, Dave. Now, his partner is 34 weeks pregnant. He's lost his job. They're currently living in Melton. Now, as of last night, they've received a warrant of possession because they've fallen behind in rent payments. They've been told they've got to get out by the 30th of March. Now, they're in self-isolation, so they can't go out to look for properties. The real estate agent has said there's nothing they can do. What is your advice for people in a situation like Dave where they're being asked to leave but they can't? What should they do?
There are plenty of government assistance agencies out there. So I would encourage Dave or anyone else who falls into these situations to get on the phone and contact the Salvation Army, the different director of housing organisations. There are so many funding available options for people in these situations. It's just people don't realise. So, and often the property manager and the real estate agent doesn't know. But we also need to, there are often other circumstances. So this is a very unfortunate one. It's probably a little bit of bad timing, but we will potentially see situations where owners need to serve notice to vacate on tenants because they need to move back into the property because their circumstances might have changed.
Wow.
Right.
So there's going to be a real cross-section of scenarios happening. And like you guys said earlier, we kind of all just need to take a breath and go, okay, we're in this together. We'll get through it together. We just need to catch our breath.
What's happened to the people, say, that are having an auction from now to, obviously the auctions aren't on. These people aren't going to sell their houses. They've gone and bought another house or living in another property. Is there any way to do a virtual sort of auction that no one's going to be buying?
Yeah, so I probably put this out to all of your listeners. Auctions can still continue. There are numerous online platforms, and in fact, I was out at an office last night seeing how they run it. So people can register to bid on the property. You can still log in and be a spectator. The vendor can still see. The agent can run the auction from either their office or potentially the location of the property or their own home if they're in self-isolation. You don't have the risk of potentially putting your hand up and buying a property inadvertently because, it doesn't happen like that. But auctions will still continue because there will still be people that need to sell, people that need to buy, people who need to rent, and people who need to lease.
Well, Leah, thank you so much for giving us some clarity in this situation. As you said, that's slim pickings at the moment because the government haven't given you much clarity. So thank you for your time. We really appreciate that. And I just got a message. This might actually be helpful to anybody because I think one of my family members did lose his job 2 days ago and the credit union have frozen mortgage payments for 6 months. So,
that's a fantastic move.
Isn't that fantastic?
Done. Wow. So, all right. I think Leah is a great resource for us to talk to again as we go forward. And as she mentioned, tomorrow the National Cabinet is scheduled to meet to determine an in-principle approach to residential tenancies, at least tomorrow is what we've been promised. So we'll obviously stay tuned for those details.
Yes, and we just spoke to Leah Cullinan, who is the president of the Real Estate Institute of Victoria, who was giving some advice for people renting, for landlords, for small businesses that are renting commercial properties, for people who are losing their jobs but are still expected to pay residential rent. So many questions around this. And as Leah said, the government have given very little information and we are still waiting to hear. But we've got people calling through like Vicky in Geelong. Hi, Vicky.
Yeah, hi, Fifi. Hi there.
Hey, hi. Vicky. What's your situation at the moment?
I'm the manager of a housing cooperative in Geelong, and we've had some feedback from some of our members that they have been advised wrongly to just stop paying rent, and that would just have such a catastrophic effect on everybody, and just that misinformation that's out there. Why would you not pay your rent? Then you will lose your house.
You're right. Yeah. Well, so Vicky, what's the information, I guess, or what should people do if they can't afford to pay the rent, though?
Well, I'm just talking about community housing. Yes. In the first instance, they just need to contact their landlord.
Right, okay.
Community housing is different from, the private sector because we only calculate rents on whatever people earn. So if you're already on Centrelink, well, then we can only ever calculate 25% of your income.
Right, of course. They should be able to pay rent.
Right. And guys, of course, the point that Leah made is continue that dialogue with your property manager. Even if you're doing it really tough, you can't just decide to just not pay rent. I mean, you need to communicate with your property manager. It needs to be a two-way street in terms of information.
You can see, and I think also, that's great to hear from you, Vicky, and great to get this clarity because I guess the situation is if you are receiving Centrelink payments, but then you're watching what's happening around you. People are going to supermarkets, they're hoarding food. So suddenly you're spending more on things because you're worried that you can't get out of the house. So suddenly you don't have enough. Yeah, it spirals out of control and we really need some leadership and we need our Premier and as we said, he's doing a good job. We want to hear more about how people deal with mortgages and rent. Anne in Moorabbin. Hi, Anne.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, great, Anne. What would you like to contribute to this conversation?
Well, I'm a property manager. I've been a property manager for over 40 years and I've never seen a situation like this, like the rest of us, I suppose. All I could say is that please, tenants, ring your property manager. We're all human. We're not ogres. We are actually the meat in the sandwich, but we're the ones that can go back to the landlord and offer a payment plan. I've actually had many calls as from a couple of days ago from a number of my tenants just saying, my husband's just lost his job, I've just had a baby 2 weeks ago, I'm not working. And all I've said to them is just please pay anything. It doesn't matter if it's $100. If you can pay something, that would be awesome. I'm certainly going back to my landlords and just telling them that we are all in this together and trying to issue an eviction notice on a tenant that is in this situation is the wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Really well
and
said.
I think what we'd like is that the communication to be fed up to the banks because the we're all in this together. We need the banks to show some lenience and forego more because what happens if the renters aren't paying, the landlord still has to pay the mortgage and they're not getting the money that contributes
to that. The banks come out boxing.
Everyone gets pinched. The banks, please.
Yeah, well, apparently tomorrow we're told, Fief, all sorts of conversations will be playing out, but the National Cabinet meets tomorrow to determine this approach. From there, how quickly do we hear any sort of, big picture approach? What about this scenario, guys? So Scott's in Kilsyth, and I know our guest touched on this earlier. This is where it gets really tricky, Fief, is this scenario.
Hey, Scott.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Scott. Talk us through your situation.
So basically, our landlord was overseas for about 8 months and they've recently just come back to the country. And we received 120 days notice to vacate with no reason specified. But then, obviously, because of the situation, you know, the state and the country's in, we've ended up, obviously, you know, falling behind on rent. And then, as of about 6 days ago, we received the 14 days notice to vacate. I actually ended up speaking to the landlord, and it was because they were actually wanting to move back into the house because they were currently self-isolating with one of their kids.
Oh, see, so they need their home to live in. It's your
tough.
Home at the moment. Scott, that is so... What is your plan at the moment? Do you have one?
There isn't one because, you know, we're behind on rent, so how do we pay for a new house if we can't even pay for the rent for the one we're in, you know?
Oh, I know, yeah, Scott. God. That is... Are you in touch with at least the agent that is giving you any direction or advice?
This one in particular is not with any agency. It's private. So this is everything on staff, but it is, it's just privately.
Are you or your partner currently working or?
I work for myself. So.
Because the part of this, Scott, that we haven't even addressed, and we, you know, today, if you look in the news, they are talking about stage three lockdown is approaching and coming. And if that is the case, who moves you? Like, honestly, we obviously don't have removal trucks that are out and about that could move. Everyone's in isolation.
Well, yeah, and Fief,
stuck.
Other than that scenario, which is obviously very complex, where an owner wants to move back into their own property, which is technically they're right. But in most situations, you've fallen behind on your rent, we'll have to evict you. Well, it's not like there's a whole line of people ready to pay full price rent to take their place. So, I mean, there needs to be a lot of work done in this area.
If you go into full code 3 lockdown, you stay in the house.
You can't get out.
All right.
You can't get out.
So plenty more questions there. 25 minutes past 8 here at the Fox with Fifi Fevenbyron for breakfast.